Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
This is Brian Freeman, the Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations at South Alabama. And for this episode of Inside Jag Nation, the official podcast of the Athletic Department, we are visiting with Gerald Everett, former football player and tight end who just got done competing in the Senior Bowl. Gerald, we appreciate your taking the time today.
Oh, no problem, man. I'm glad you guys are having me.
First off, just talk about the experience. You did end up making a catch in the game today, so you were able to participate despite a little bit of an injury issue. What was it like out there on the field?
It felt pretty good, you know, competing against guys from all over the country. I had a blast this whole week. You know, guys are great on and off the field. And I mean, just I really met some lifelong friends, and these guys have shown me a lot, you know, what they expect in the next level, that guys are just as talented as you at each spot on the position or on the football field. And, you know, I had a fun ride this week.
So, like, this week for you, when everyone reported to town on Sunday and Monday, because of the nature of you playing school here and going to school in Mobile, did you find you were a little bit of a tour guide for some guys? Were they coming to you? Where should I go?
Definitely.
Were you kind of a social host as well as worrying about football duties?
Guys were actually kind of asking me on the sideline towards the end of the game, you know, what were the hot spots tonight? But, I mean, yeah, I kind of helped some guys around town, you know, from today back through Monday. But, I mean, for the most part, we were just, you know, we've been busy all day and all night with meetings and, you know, practice and walkthroughs. So, I mean, we really didn't go out that much.
So you had a couple practices during the week, but more than that, like you said, the meetings. Mm-hmm. How many did you have? How many teams did you talk with this week that were trying to find out more about you and their preparations for the draft coming up in April?
I had about 16 teams invite me up to the suite, but as far as former interviews, I talked just about all 32. So, I mean, I feel pretty good about the questions they asked and the responses I gave, you know, for the most part. But, I mean, I just wanted to, you know, illustrate to them the type of football player I am, the type of guy that I would bring to their organization. And I felt like I did that.
You know, is it stressful, or because you're at the hotel in the suite, is it, is there a relaxed component? What's it like going through that process?
I'll take an example, like you got the Miami Dolphins. I mean, they're going to have guys like Dan Marino, you know, the head coach in there, you know, for you to introduce to you. And, I mean, that's a great feeling. I mean, I never met Dan in my life, but to see him in there so casually, you know, asking me questions about what I could bring, that felt pretty good. You know, I'm a huge fan of Dan, and, you know, I'm just gracious that I got a chance to meet him.
So now, going back to last semester, you got your degree, you graduated, you played in the bowl game, and then so when everyone broke apart from Arizona, tell us what you've done in the last few weeks, where you were, who you were with, and how you prepared for this game.
I went right to Miami, you know, began training immediately. You know, I got settled in pretty quickly, and we started training right away. But about 2.5 weeks now, so I mean, once this is everything has settled down from Senior Bowl, I'm gonna head back to Miami probably a day or two to recuperate my body and get right back into it. You know, get ready for the combine.
Now, when you talk about training, I mean, is it just all drills? Is it all? I mean, are you all with tight ends? Is it a bunch of prospects you're interested in, different positions, different sizes? What's that? What do you do every day, and how long do you do it?
I'm training at a place called Elite U down in Coconut Grove, Miami. And we work on just the specifics, you know, nothing position-oriented, but, you know, there's mostly just skilled guys down there training with me. So, I mean, we work on everything in broad general, whether it be bench press or 40 starts. I mean, we're working on everything A through Z.
Okay, so I don't know if it's beneficial, but I think if it's not been officially announced, a lot of people are expecting that you will be at the combine. Do you stay in Miami till you go up to Indianapolis, or do you have any other plans to visit other people or work out any other places?
No, I'll be in Miami until up until the combine. So, you know, I'm just going to go down there and put my head back in the books and, you know, try to become a better football player.
You know, what kind of feedback have you gotten this week from the other teams of maybe things that they really like or things that they want you to work on?
Teams tell me I have a real aggressive attitude, you know, whether it be in run after catch or in a run game. I mean, that's really what I got most of the teams. You know, a lot of people have said that. So I feel like that's really much of a benefit of my game.
And what do you think? Have they told you anything like, okay, you need to work on this and be better by the time you get to combine and pro day if you go through it?
Just my weight, honestly. I mean, I came in the Senior Bowl a little bit underweight just so I could be a little more explosive than the other guys. But that's probably the only facet of my game that I'm going to really focus on the most would probably be my weight game, my weight regimen.
Now, after the combine, you go back to Miami and then continue training through the draft. Is that sort of your long-term plan through that end of April when hopefully the magic day comes and you hear your name called?
I know at some point I'm going to have to return back to South Alabama for my pro day. But, I mean, for the most part, yes, I'm going to return back to Miami and keep working in order to prepare for the combine.
How exciting is it for you, not just this week and that you had a great time, but now more than ever, you're closer than ever to that dream of being drafted and having the opportunity to play in the NFL. What's that like for you?
It feels pretty good. You know, I mean, growing up, it's just a pipe dream for everyone until you actually get a firsthand look. And, I mean, getting an invite to the Senior Bowl with all these other great guys, you know, around the country just made it more surreal. You know, it's just kind of brings you the realization that, I mean, you're going to get drafted and, you know, who knows where, but you just have to put your best foot forward. So I'm excited and I'm happy for the process.
And, you know, just out of curiosity, as you go through this, when you do get a little bit of that free time and you're trying to keep up with people or catch up with people, you know, are you still talking to your former teammates that you just left?
Oh, definitely. They call me for advice. You know, just I'm definitely an advocate for them and the things that they need. You know, whatever it is they need, if I can help them, I'm going to definitely do that. But, I mean, for the most part, yeah, we talk on a daily basis with my old teammates.
Well, we're with Gerald Everett recording Inside Jag Nation, the official podcast of the South Alabama Department of Athletics. And Gerald, I know that this opportunity is great for us, and I appreciate your taking the time and also wish you luck and hope that we keep up in the future. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate you for having me, man.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!